Episode 2686, What Evidence is True for Your Health?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It is becoming beautiful outside. I know it's getting a little steamy. How about the weather for you? Is it already driving you crazy? Well, guess what? Summer's around the corner, which means we need to talk about how healthy you're living. Oh, yes. What evidence is true for your health? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, when aging catches up with your reflection, it's hard to accept what you don't want to see. However, there is beauty in all stages of life. So what evidence is true for your health? Over the past few days, I have been fighting monkey grass. Yes, looking in the mirror, all I could see was a tired woman with more still to do. I don't know how many bags I have of it, but if you want to come on Thursday, you will see my bags stacked, probably close to 35 to 40 bags. I kid you not. Monkey grass, no more. And if you're wondering what it is, don't buy it because it's going to grow everywhere. Anyway, that's for another episode. But as we age, it's hard to forget that our inside and outside changes too. But we don't have to get stuck in how we feel. You can choose how you accept the evidence, whether true or false. However, a lot of our opinions, though, come from what the world shares. With Hollywood, plastic surgery, and concoctions that prove to turn back time, it's hard to see what you wish you would never see, the reflection of aging. Yet, I don't want you to get stuck there. Life is not about a number on the scale, a size on a hanger, or the number of wrinkles you don't have. Life is how you choose to view it. So what evidence is true for your health? You know, there are so many different angles you can take on your health, and only you know what is best. You can have a coach, a doctor, a spouse, friends, and family, but ultimately, you need to understand where you see yourself and the evidence before you. So guess what? A new season means it's time to take inventory. And I only know this because I've been thinking about it since removing the monkey grass over the last few days. I mean, I'm telling you, this monkey grass is killing me. My muscles hurt, and they hurt because I even forgot they existed. I'm like, oh, there's a muscle there. Yet I am impressed with what I can do at a half century. So I want you to look at three areas for yourself. And I know this is probably going to make you feel a little uncomfortable, but I want to push you out of your comfort zone. I want you to see your health differently. I don't want you to see it as a commercial. You know those infomercials. I'll just say them. I'm not afraid to. Nutrisystem, Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers. Oh, I'm sorry. It's WW. Whatever one floats your boat. And then all the ones that end up in your feeds from Instagram to Facebook. I mean, I'm bombarded with them. Now, yes, I kind of click on things because I want to see what a new, really not new, thing that they've come up with. You know, you can only do a push-up like 10 different ways, but they always try to make it, oh, but we can get you stronger. We can get those chest muscles and lift those girls up and you will be awesome. Okay, you're awesome even without those girls busted up, if you know what I mean. Anyway, take a deep breath because aging is beautiful. And as I was working through this monkey grass, you know, it's ornamental grass, and a lot of the world sees us women specifically as like an ornament, something that's supposed to always look pretty. Well, I don't know about you, but I feel my best without all the makeup, without the high heels, without the pearls, or, you know, the little extra sparkles around my neck or in my ears. I don't need all of that to feel incredible. But for some reason, we're pushed that that's how we're supposed to look in order to feel good. And I'm here to challenge that. And I think we need to have more people challenging that. So I want to challenge you, and I want you to take inventory. It's a new season. You've got swimsuit season coming up, which just means shorts and crops and all of this. And you can wear what you want to wear at any age. I would say wear something that's appropriate, but I want you to look and feel your best, not trying to make it somebody else's best. So what does that inventory look like? Number one, how do you feel about your reflection in the mirror? Now, you could stay on this one for a really long time, but are you focusing on the wrinkles or the rolls? Where do your eyes draw you in immediately, causing the thought of, if only? Maybe it's your thighs, upper arms, or back. We all have that spot that we've watched on our bodies, and it started at a very, very single-digit age. Oh, yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And that's the problem, because to this day, you're still looking there. You are. So I want you to be honest with yourself, okay? How do you feel about your reflection in the mirror? Number two, what part of your body do you think looks older than you feel? This is what I really don't like. I kind of tense up even when I think about the question, but this can be anything, and it doesn't have to mean anything specifically except you feel older. But what this does is gives you a clue about what you would like to change up. So what part of your body do you think looks older than you feel? Maybe it's your legs. Have you noticed? Maybe they're a little more crepey. I don't even like that word. Crepey sounds creepy. And I don't even like to go there. But some people get stuck on it because they're like, oh my gosh, my knees look like they're sagging. Maybe they're not sagging. Maybe you just need to drink more. Maybe you need to do something different for your body, okay? But you got to take inventory. You have to know where you are to get where you want to go, right? Your GPS system. And finally, number three, what area of your body needs some oil like Dorothy's Tin Man? I love that one. Maybe you're a little tight or not as strong as you thought you were, right? You need to tighten up back to those knees again, right? They look like they're sagging. Well, maybe you're carrying a little extra weight. And you didn't really think about it. And now you're really looking at them going, all right, yeah, maybe if I just dropped 5 to 7 pounds, maybe if I just stopped drinking that extra soda a day, it would make a big difference. But guess what? Only you know that. Okay, I can't tell you that this is exactly what you need to do. Now I can, but guess what? You still have to do the work. And so when you take inventory, you're taking an honest look at who you see. So after you've answered these questions, I want you to go back and look at the evidence. What is true for you versus what society says? And I really, really, really want you to be honest, because I know what I find is that my comparison is all to society. And I've really worked hard to sit and stand back and say, you know what? They can say all that, but I'm the one who's living my body. I'm the one who's living my life. They don't need to come and try to impose what they think is right. I don't need commercials telling me. I don't need, you know, Instagram sponsored by ads to tell me what I need to be doing at my age, because the ones who are telling me that are not my age. They don't even know what I'm doing. And they don't even know what's happening in my life. Now, if you're one who's blessed and you really don't have a lot of stress and life is really good, praise the Lord, celebrate that. But for those who are stuck and you're like, gosh darn it, I just have so much stress. There's so much going on. The house seems to be falling apart. The kids aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. I've got everybody coming and going. I'm in the middle of, well, perimenopause. I don't know how to get out of it, but I know it's here. And man, I'm putting on weight that I really didn't have a weight issue. And all I want to do is sleep because I'm so tired. I don't have the energy like I used to even 2 years ago. It's amazing how fast our body changes. But it's also amazing when we stop long enough to look at the evidence. This is when you get to say, you know what? This is true for me. This is what I see when I look in the mirror. This is me being honest with me. And wait, over here, these thoughts, oh my goodness, they're all about what society is telling me. And not that you can't have some influence there. I'm not saying all of it's bad. But you have to determine which direction you're going to follow. Because the key is not about trying to be like everyone else. Just be you and enjoy the life at the age you are. God created you for so much more. But you have to be healthy to live that more. Right? So don't let age define who you are. Because guess what? You can change anything you don't like except going back in time. We can't turn back time. And who really wants to? So if it's the roles that drive you crazy, then start eating more vegetables, leaner meats, and move more intentionally. That little change can change everything for you. Now, is that going to happen in 2 weeks? No. Be honest. It's not going to. It may take a month or two or three or four or five. How long did it take to get where you are now? So give yourself a break. Understand, be patient with the change that you're in. Remember, you're in transition. You've got to be in transition before you make the transformation. Now, if it's the wrinkles on your skin, hydrate first with water. Aim to drink half your body weight in ounces. Then think about what else your skin may need. A moisturizer, some collagen. Skincare does make a difference if you use it consistently. You can go out there and spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars on skincare. But if you're not using it morning and at night, or however they tell you it needs to be used, you're not going to get the benefits. Now, maybe you're not feeling strong. Your muscles are sore from the monkey grass or whatever monkey is on your back. Start strength training your body intentionally. Do some yoga or Pilates. You don't even have to lift weights. You can actually just use your own body weight. Did you ever think about walking every day and incorporating that? We say we're going to do it, but are we doing it? This is the time to take inventory. The evidence that you discover does not have to be the end of the world. It's not. It's the beginning. And remember this, aging is beautiful. So embrace this new season you're in and make it an adventure. Because soon enough, you'll be in another season and making more changes. Change is a constant. So consistently love who you are becoming at any age. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.